The new proposals to close three Boston public schools are already drawing lots of early criticism from students, parents, and educators. Those objections filled nearly 3 hours of public comment at last night's Boston School Committee meeting. From our Edify team, WBUR's Kerry Young reports.
58 people signed up to speak at last night's meeting. Many were emotional as they asked school officials to reconsider closure plans. Raelle Foster is a junior. She says moving schools would mean losing a community.
Being in a Boston public school and having a teacher to trust is really important because as students, as teenagers, we don't trust much.
That's a sentiment echoed by Chanel John, a counselor who works at the McCormick Middle School. She says closing these schools also raises an equity issue.
We have a third of our students who are immigrants, who are from Spanish-speaking countries. And yet you want them to move to Excel where they don't even have a Spanish-speaking ESL program.
School committee members thanked the community for sharing. Interim Superintendent Laura Perrill says community feedback is an important part of finalizing the district's master development plan.
It was incredibly important that we hear the testimony that we heard both from young people and teachers and educators and community partners. The release of this framework is the beginning of a conversation.
More than a dozen additional community feedback sessions are planned around the city. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.